This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 190,000 people have lost their lives globally from the COVID-19 pandemic as the number of infections reached 2.7 million and more. The United States by far has the highest number of deaths and infections at about almost 50,000 deaths and 880,000 infections. U.S. unemployment is swelling to levels last seen during the Great Depression, with one in six American workers thrown out of work by the coronavirus. The government says more than 4.4 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. With jobless lines growing, the House passed a nearly $500 billion infusion of coronavirus spending to aid ailing businesses and hospitals. In all, about 26 million people have now filed for unemployment aid in the past 5 weeks. That's more than the 10 biggest U.S. cities combined. President Donald Trump said the bill will help small businesses keep millions of workers on the payroll. U.S. President Trump on Thursday said that the researchers should try to apply their findings to coronavirus patients by inserting ultraviolet light or disinfectant into their bodies. He said, "Is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? It would be interesting to check that." A U.S. official said at a White House news briefing that the novel coronavirus appears to weaken more quickly when exposed to sunlight, heat, and humidity, and a potential sign that the pandemic could become less contagious in summer months. U.S. government researchers have determined the virus survives best indoors and in dry conditions and loses potency when temperatures and humidity rise. This is VOA News. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Wednesday was the deadliest day the state has faced since the COVID-19 outbreak began. The news prompted the governor to plead for continued social distancing as Californians trickle back to local beaches under the lure of warm weather. He is quoted as saying 115 human beings lost their lives, families torn apart. It was the deadliest day in state of California. I don't say that lightly. I don't say that certainly, cheerfully. I don't say that except in any way, shape, or form to do justice to those individuals. Newsom has been credited with taking early action to lock down the state, which has seen fewer cases than New York and other East Coast states. But with warmer weather on the horizon, Newsom warned Californians not to let their guard down. Canada's worst mass shooting started as a domestic dispute between the gunman and his girlfriend, who survived the attack. That's according to a police official late Thursday. The official confirmed to the Associated Press that the weekend rampage in Nova Scotia erupted after an argument between the pair. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said more details will be provided at a news conference Friday. Police have said that 51-year-old Gabriel Wortman acted alone in waging a shooting spree that killed at least 22 people across northern and central Nova Scotia. There are 16 crime scenes in five different rural communities throughout northern and central Nova Scotia. The suspect was shot to death Sunday morning, about 13 hours after the attacks began. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is calling on Congress to provide enough money for every state to allow voters to cast a ballot, a mail ballot, this November amid the coronavirus pandemic. He told donors during an online fundraiser Thursday that we have to make it easier for everybody to be able to vote, particularly if we're still basically in the kind of lockdown circumstances we're in now. Biden also blasted President Trump for criticizing mail voting and not supporting aid for the Postal Service. Biden called it un-American and suggested that President Trump is trying to undermine the November election. An Italian cruise ship docked in a southern Japanese port city of Nagasaki had 43 more new cases in an outbreak that erupted this week, bringing the total infected to 91, according to local officials. The outbreak on the Costa Atlantica surfaced Tuesday when officials from Nagasaki and Mitsubishi Heavy Industry, which is the in charge of repairs and maintenance of the ship, announced that a crew member developed a cough and a fever. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.